This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And happy Thursday to you. This is Money in Motion with Class Financial. Don't forget, you can find Class Financial online, their website, classfinancial.com. That's spelled K-L-A-A-S, financial.com. A lot of great information about Class Financial on their website. Also, a great place to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. If you scroll down a little bit, there's a little envelope there to stay connected. You click that, you get not only a weekly snapshot of what's going on in the market, you can also get a link to the most recent podcast as well. Again, that all up online at classfinancial.com. Telephone number for Class Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Class Financial, it is complimentary, not going to cost you a thing. And we are joined in studio this morning by our retirement planning professionals, CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. How you guys doing today?
Good morning, Sean. It's the week before Christmas.
Thanks for the popcorn, by the way.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I hope you enjoyed it.
Oh, darn right we did. Yes, we
had a great time. That wasn't for him. That was for everybody else.
Well, I did give them I gave them a little here. Malia, how are you today?
Good. I think we need to put on our thermals today. It's a little chilly.
Little chilly, but going to get a little better, though. So we're kind of looking forward for later today. And as we get through the Christmas holiday and into the new year. And that's actually what we're going to be talking about today, is looking not only to the year ahead, but years ahead as well. And we'll talk a little bit about the importance of planning and, of course, having a plan in place with our retirement planning for professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, if you have a question for CJ or Malia, pick up the phone, give us a call. We'll get you on the air right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. A couple of things to keep in mind during today's program. Of course, I gave you the telephone number. You're always welcome to call in with your questions. Also, each week we do the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week, a chance to win a fantastic prize. This week is no exception. This week they've got a great gift card for Monk's Bar and Grill, and who doesn't love Monk's? So listen closely to the program. Typically, not only the question, but the answer as well to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week comes up during the show. As a matter of fact, before we start talking about planning, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Not only get the question, but get the answer as well.
Yes, our topic last week was about the great wealth transfer, and it's estimated by 2030. The question was, the great wealth transfer from baby boomers will transfer either $30 trillion or almost $60 trillion to their heirs. And Ruth called in from Madison with a correct answer. The correct answer is estimated that as much as $59 trillion plus will be passed on from baby boomers by 2030. So thanks for listening, everybody. I hope some of those trillions of dollars come your way. Yes.
That is a staggering number as well.
When you call us, right?
Yes, exactly. You definitely want to give our friends from Kloss Financial a call. Again, their number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. As I know from working with you guys over the years, planning is probably, as we talk about management and those type of things, planning is the biggest thing, and that's what we're going to talk about today, is planning, not only for next year, 2020, but we're also going to be looking beyond 2020, aren't we?
We are. So intentionality, right? Planning with intentionality. As a matter of fact, obviously, given our profession of having to be very intentional with other people and helping to show up for them in their lives when things are going well or not so well financially, it makes our personal lives a reflection of this as well. So my wife and I, you know, do goals planning at the beginning of the year, from things like spiritual and financial and physical and educational goals. And it is fascinating, because as you just kind of slow down your life and don't allow life to live you, but you to live life, you really really start to put these plans in place, and slowly your behaviors and activities start to mimic those goals that you've established. Doesn't happen overnight, by the way. The first time we set goals for the year, I don't think we looked at them again until they all failed at the end of the year. So it takes time to kind of set goals, review goals, determine if you're accomplishing them, align your behaviors with those goals. But it is an important, let me rephrase that, it is a critical element if you plan to retire successfully. And unfortunately, back in the good old days, it used to be just you work at factory or XYZ company for 35 years. They provided you with a company paid pension plus Social Security. It took care of 80 to 90% of your needs. You're good, right? You didn't have to do much planning. wow, has that changed? So now you could be wildly successful or wildly unsuccessful. And unfortunately, the only person you can usually blame, not always, because life can throw some curveballs, but the only person you can usually blame is yourself if those plans don't work out. So some tips as we head into 2020. Assess where you are currently in terms of some of the following financial areas. Debt. We've talked a lot about this, but assess your debt. How quickly can you downsize your debt? How expensive is the debt? What's the interest rate you're currently paying? What do you have on mortgage, student loan, credit cards, vehicle loans? And is there anything that you can consolidate or refinance to try to control that debt and pay it off more quickly? Second area would be assess your budget. First off, do you have one? Unfortunately, most American families, as we've transitioned to the technology age, which has brought about some incredible revolutions, by the way, has also brought about a very big apathetic approach to finance. It's, I have money in my checking account at the end of the month, so I must be doing okay, right? And it's a really lazy way to assess your financial goals. So really look at, do we have a budget and do we stick to that budget? Assess your retirement accounts. What percentage are you putting into the retirement accounts? Remember, our goal would be about 10 to 15% of your gross household income over the course of a working career should be going into some sort of a retirement account. That's 401k, 403b, IRA, Roth IRA, something like that. And then what should you be doing today? So taking a look at basically, can I make any adjustments to the amount that I'm saving into my 401k plan based upon the number of months that are remaining in the year? And for those who haven't done this yet, assess whether or not you've maxed out your retirement accounts, because we're getting towards the end of the year. Many of you may have one more pay cycle to try to catch up and either max out or really at least take advantage of that last pay period. Now could be the time to do it.
Really good advice, as always, talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you have a question for CJ and Malia, they'd love to talk with you. They'd love to help you out. All you got to do is pick up the phone and give us a call right now at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. You can always call Kloss Financial as well. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You mentioned things like, of course, 401ks and 503bs, those type of things. You've got to be aware of updates in 2020, don't you?
You do, yes. Yeah. So in 2020, the 401k, 403b, and 457 contribution limits were increased from what had been $19,000 in 2019 up to $19,500 is the new maximum in 2020. Also, the catch-up contribution amount, if you're over the age of 50, has increased to $6,500 in 2020 from where it had been only $6,000 in 2019. So as you head into the new year, long story short, you can save an extra $500 if you're under the age of 50, or an extra $1,000 if you're over the age of 50 into 401k accounts. Listen, every little bit counts. So I would encourage those, for those of you who have been focusing on maxing out your 401ks, God bless you. Good for you. Now assess, will my rate of contribution next year max me out for that extra, you know, $500 or $1,000.
Really good stuff this morning. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. If you'd like to talk and have a question for CJ and Malia, they'd love to answer them for you right now. The telephone number to get you on the air, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Also mentioned earlier, Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, their telephone number. Don't forget, no charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637 for Kloss Financial and online klossfinancial.com. We'll continue our conversation with CJ and Malia and take more of your calls. We'll talk about the importance of savings. Also, of course, planning for a retirement day. It's going to be fun stuff right ahead. We'd love to hear from you at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. We'll continue our conversation with CJ, Malia, and you next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas of Klaus Financial. Again, their website, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Don't forget, you can learn a lot about Klaus Financial from their website. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Also, another opportunity there. We've been doing the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner fairly regularly on the show. Great opportunity there. If you're busy in the morning, don't get a chance to call in, you can always submit a question online at klausfinancial.com and their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Or if you have a question, give us a call right now. We'll get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Looking ahead to 2020 and beyond. And another area that I know you guys like to talk about, a very important area, is savings. Let's talk about not just savings, but is this a time of year to be looking at making some adjustments to our savings?
Yeah, so this is a great topic for right now. Some people might get a pit in their stomach going, I just spent all that money on Christmas presents. So it's really a good time to be looking at the whole picture, as CJ said, assessing the whole situation, whether it be your look at your debt, your budget, where you're at with your retirement accounts. But after you assess where you're at, which I always feel like is the best place to be, knowing where you're at, consider those adjustments. So the question with savings is always, how much is too much or too little? And remember, we've talked about this several times, it only takes one unexpected event, which is kind of called life. Something happens you weren't expecting, and it involves needing to bring out some cash to take care of a broken furnace, a flat tire, unexpected medical bill or something like that, or even heavier than that might be a loss of a job. So what we don't want to see happen is that your retirement completely becomes derailed because you didn't plan ahead and have some savings there to cover some of those situations. So some practical guidelines to this. Ideally, we would suggest your cash reserve should include 3 to 6 months at a bare minimum of living expenses. Ideally, 1 to 3 years worth, depending on your age and income. So if you have nothing in savings, then we're going to give you some steps to make this an achievable goal. First of all, believe it or not, we're going to tell you, reduce your contribution to your retirement savings and accumulate some income on the side and put that into your savings account. Put it into your savings account, not your checking account, because when things show up in checking accounts, somehow they just disappear with those debit cards. So we really are looking for you to plan this so that savings account gets replenished. Secondly, we really, really strive to tell our clients, create a process. It's a systematic savings plan where basically you're paying yourself just like you would another bill. And it's funny because people don't quite always get this. They're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know that I'm going to put money in savings. I feel like I'm paying someone else. And I'm like, no, you're just putting it in one pocket, transferring it to another pocket. In the event you need it, you can pull it back out. It's still your money. But they know that when we say this, it's like we're telling them you can't spend money that's not disposable income. And honestly, that's right. We want you to be prepared for uncertainty. So create a process that should become a budgeted item, just like your mortgage. And obviously, debt plays into this a lot. So you might be paying a lot on debt, so that's why we would suggest you try to pay off debt. Simultaneously, you need to replenish savings. It's a process, but you can do it, and you start small, and it can grow into something very, very good for you to handle those unexpected situations.
Really good stuff there. Malia Cuevas and CJ Klaus, our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial. They'd love to answer your question right now. If you get on the phone, we'll love to get you on the air at 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Don't forget, as always, you can call Klaus Financial's office. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaus Financial. Their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. You can also find them online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And again, their telephone number, 442-5637. If you want to hold on to that telephone number as well, coming up for the next segment, we'll do our Klaus Quiz Question of the Week. We'll also talk about the excitement of planning for a retirement date. We'll get some recommendations and thought as far as getting that plan put together from CJ and Malia, and take more of your your calls next as Money in Motion with Kloss Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking this morning with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Don't forget, as always, the telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. And, of course, the website, KlossFinancial.com. That's KLAAS Financial.com. Talking this morning with CJ and Malia a little bit about planning, not just for 2020, but also planning for years ahead. And if you've spent any time listening to this program, you will know that one of the biggest thing that CJ and Malia talk about is the importance of planning. So there is definitely a really good reason why today's show is so vitally important to be listening to. One of the things that I find interesting is that retirement date and planning for that retirement date. And it's an exciting time, and it also can be a little, make people a little bit uneasy. What should we be thinking about when it comes to planning for retirement?
Yeah, it is exciting. It's exciting to think about when will we be financially secure enough to be able to afford to retire. And then, of course, we hear from our friends and colleagues and coworkers, but got to watch out for that health insurance if you retire before Medicare eligibility at 65. And these are real things. And yet, sometimes the fears that creep in actually cause paralysis of, well, I just can't retire. So Malia will attest, we often sit down with people who are so we'll call it somewhere between 50 and 60, because that's, by the way, if you want to know when people call us, it tends to be somewhere between 50 and 60, because they're either freaking out because they haven't started saving, or they're recognizing their mortality, or they're hitting big ages that make them go, we better start planning. And by the way, that's not an excuse. You should start planning before then, but I'm just saying that's when people do. But when they reach out, they go, you know, I'm sure I can't retire probably until I'm like 80, but I just wanted to come and meet with you and have you tell me that. Right. And it's like this, oh, my gosh, I feel horrible for you. But let's take a look at it. Mm-hmm. And I will say, on the aggregate, they're usually wrong. On the aggregate, they're usually better off than they think. Even those who haven't saved much or just started saving, you know, 5-10 years earlier, usually they have more options and more flexibility than they believe. But it's kind of like anything else, you know, if you don't know where you're going, any road will get you there. Right? Because I don't know where I'm going, so I guess I'll just hop on a road and I'll go somewhere. You may not like where you end up, but any road will get you there. Whereas if you know where you're going, you can start to chart a course, and that course, that route, can be shorter than if you want a different route. So long story short here, it just is start planning, pull your head out of the sand, meet with an advisor, and then, yeah, identify an ideal target retirement date. And then go meet with an advisor to help them or to have them help you plan to meet that goal.
Really good stuff there.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just got to give out the, of course, the website, KlossFinancial.com, and telephone number 442-5637. Sorry about that, CJ.
No problem at all. Yeah, so the final thing as it relates to that, you know, identifying a retirement date would just be, just remember, as a rule of thumb, about a 4-5% distribution rate out of your investments should be around the target you're planning on. Now, I will warn you, that's a dangerous thing to even throw out on the air, because people misapply that all the time. However, as a rule of thumb, as you're starting to do your own analysis on this, you should say, hey, how much can I afford to pull out of my investments when I get into retirement? Plan on about 4-5%.
Really good stuff. Talking with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Before we get to the Kloss Quiz question of the week, another important thing to be aware of course, is things like asset allocations and investments that should be in the account. How important are those things, and is now a time to really be reviewing some of those areas?
Yeah, so we're going to direct people towards qualified financial professionals who can help them understand asset allocation, how they're actually invested in their own 401ks or other types of investments, understanding that there are different types of investments. So asset allocation refers to stocks, bonds, and cash, and how much you're keeping in each of those areas. Obviously, as you're getting closer to retirement, most people are aware of this. They hear that they should probably be backing off the risk, which is probably a good idea, which means backing down on equities, which would be stocks. But that doesn't mean that you should stand in the sand and say, I'm not doing anything because I'm afraid of any risk. Again, if you're retiring around 65, 67, the likelihood is you could be retired for 30 years. So we still need equity growth in your portfolio. So please sit down with a professional. Just don't close your eyes and throw a dart because that doesn't always work out well. And then consider your overall tolerance for risk in general. So even if you've got plenty of time before retirement to be putting away dollars, you want to make sure that you can sleep at night. So if the stock market does what it sometimes does, is goes up and down and you're not sleeping well, then you need to sit down again with someone who makes sure that you're allocated properly for your own risk tolerance and also obviously for your age.
Fantastic information as always. CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. A very in-depth show this week, as we do each and every week. Don't forget, as always, you get to KlossFinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. You can learn more about Kloss Financial there. You can also listen to this show as well as any of the recent shows as well we've done. You can also sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. Again, that's online at KlossFinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S Financial.com. And their telephone number, 442-5637. That's 442-5637. Don't forget, no charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary. Also want to hold on to that telephone number because now it's time for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. In just a moment, I'll ask you the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. You'll then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Kloss Financial office right here in beautiful Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you will win this week's prize, which is a $25 gift card for Monk's Bar and Grill. This week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week is this. In 2020, what is the new 401k contribution limit if you are under 50 years old? Again, that question. In 2020, what is the new 401k contribution limit if you are under 50 years old? Telephone number 442-5637. That's 442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win the $25 gift card to Monk's Bar and Grill. Don't forget as well, that is Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. No charge for the initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. Their number 442-5637. CJ, Malia, you guys have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Thanks, Sean. You too.
And CJ, we'll see
Thank you.
So take care, Malia. And CJ, we'll see you on Monday at a special time. We'll be looking forward to that. It's going to be an exciting day there as well. Dr. Hempkes comes your way next with Advocate MD.